So a basketball game is a structured activity, but just throwing a basketball into a hoop in your backyard is an unstructured activity.
That's right, but there is more to it than that. These activities are also a different intensity. A structured basketball game is probably a more vigorous activity, and shooting hoops in your backyard is more moderate.
Because you run a lot more in an actual game.
Right. How about this one? What intensities are walking and running?
Running is a vigorous activity, while walking is a moderate activity.
You got it. And remember, the difference between vigorous and moderate physical activity is how much impact it has on increasing heart rate. Vigorous physical activity causes a much greater increase in heart rate than moderate activity and is sometimes referred to as breathless play. It should be difficult for children to speak or have a conversation while being vigorously active. It is important for each child to have opportunities to be both moderately and vigorously active each day. Also, when you're planning activities for a group of children, you have to remember what is moderate for one child might be vigorous for another. We've got to consider age, skills, and developmental level for each child. A good activity for an 8-year-old is usually not good for a 3-year-old.
Well, that makes sense. What about children with special healthcare needs?
Well, you've got to consider their developmental level and skills as well, but it's really important that we give children with special healthcare needs the opportunity to be physically active.
But what if we're not sure what level and intensity of physical activity they can handle?
You can learn about each child's physical activity interests, abilities, and preferences from their parents. But don't worry too much. If you get any kid moving, you have achieved your goal.